Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Luna's Bedtime Story. I'm Luna. 各位爸爸妈妈和小朋友们晚上好。欢迎收听不知不觉读完一本书睡前故事。我是 Luna。今天我们要读的故事名字叫做《公主和一粒豌豆》。The Princess and the Pea。 很久很久以前，有一位王子 A Prince， 他想找一位真正的公主来做他的妻子 A Real Princess。 可是他跑遍了全世界所有的角落，都没有找到一位真正的公主。有一天，外面下着倾盆大雨，有一位公主在门口敲门，她想进来避雨。她说自己是一位真正的公主。这时，王子的妈妈，王后 ,The Queen, 她想到了一个好主意。她可以用一粒豌豆 ,A pea, 来测试出这位公主到底是不是一位真正的公主。他是怎么做的呢？结果又如何呢？我们的王子找到了他想要娶的妻子吗？我们一起来听今天的故事吧。 The Princess and the Pea。 There once lived a prince who wished to marry a princess. However,She had to be a real princess. The prince traveled all over the world, searching for such a lady. But there was always something wrong. He found princesses in abundance, but it seemed impossible for him to tell whether they were real princesses.There always seemed to be something not quite right about the ladies. Finally, the prince returned home alone to his palace, quite downcast, as he wished so much to have a real princess for his wife. One evening, there was a terrible storm.The rain poured down in torrents. Lightning cracked across the sky, and thunder crashed loudly. It was pitch dark, and the wind howled. Suddenly, there was a great knocking at the palace door, and the king, the prince's father, went to open it.When he opened the door, the king saw a princess standing there. The rain and the wind had left her in a sad condition. Her clothes were soaked through and clung to her, and the water trickled down her hair and face. The old king showed the princess inside, and she told him thatShe was a real princess. Indeed, we'll soon see if that's true, thought the prince's mother, the queen. However, she didn't say a word to anyone about what she was planning to do. She went to the bed in the guest bedroom and rolled the bedclothes and the mattress away.The queen laid a little pea on the bed frame and replaced the mattress and the bedclothes. Then the queen ordered that 20 mattresses be laid one on top of the other over the pea. Next, she ordered that 20 feather eiderdowns be laid over the 20 mattresses.This was the bed where the princess was to sleep. The next morning, the queen asked the princess how she had slept. "Oh, very badly indeed," exclaimed the princess. "I barely closed my eyes the whole night through. I did not know what was in my bed, but there was definitely something hard underneath me. I am all bruised black and blue. It has hurt me so much." Now the queen knew that this princess was indeed a real princess, because she had felt the pea through 20 mattresses and 20 feather eiderdowns. Only a real princess could be so delicate and sensitive. The prince was overjoyed and married her, for he knew that his wife was a real princess. As for the pea, it is said that it is kept in the castle in a cabinet for curiosities, where it can still be seen today. 好了，你们听明白这个故事了吗？故事里说，在一个夜晚，外面下着暴雨 ，a terrible storm。有一位公主被雨淋得很惨 ，in a sad condition。她到王子的家里敲门，想要借住一晚。王子的妈妈 ，the queen， 想要测试她到底是不是一位真正的公主。她给这位公主准备了一张很特别的床。她掀开了床单和床垫 ，bedclothes and the mattress， 然后在床板上放了一粒小小的豌豆 ，a pea。然后，他又命令人放了20张床垫在上面 ，20 mattresses。在床垫上，他又命令人放了20床柔软的羽绒被 ，20 feather eiderdowns。就这样，公主在这张床上睡了一晚。第二天早上，王后问这位公主：“你睡得怎么样？”公主回答说：“太糟糕了 ，very badly indeed。”她说：“她感觉到床上有一颗硬硬的东西，把她的整个背都硌青了。”王后非常高兴，她说：“这位一定是一位真正的公主，因为只有真正的公主才这样的娇嫩和敏感 ，delicate and sensitive。”于是，王子和这位公主结了婚。至于那粒豌豆，有人说它被保存了起来，留给有好奇心的人来参观。如果你真的找到故事中的这个国家和这个城堡，也许你也能见到那里豌豆哦。好了，我们的故事就说到这里。你也可以跟着 Luna 的微信订阅号里面的提示，学习故事里的一些生词和完成有趣的读后小练习。那么现在晚安了， Good night and sweet dreams.